Today is Wednesday, July 14th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and do you listen? And today is no different. So where was I? Let's go back to the old spreadsheet, why don't we? I have a technical training session with Taylor the Latte Boy this evening. And you guys, well, I know Taylor listens, although, well, I know he used to listen, so we'll see if he still listens, because we'll see if I get a reaction to this. But Taylor is a therapist by trade. Taylor talks to people about their problems on a daily basis and tells them, you should meditate. You should, I don't know what he says, but I'm just assuming, you know, things that a therapist might say. And Taylor gets so out of whack about technical things and gets stressed out. You're like, but I don't know. The volume's different, and I don't know what I don't know what to do. What do I do? What, oh my God, what if it breaks when I when I'm trying to stream? And so I'm actually going to spend a little bit of time doing homework before the meeting with Taylor to make sure that I have all of my ducks in a row, because I want to make sure that I have all the answers to his questions. I love Taylor, but he can be special when it comes to that. So that's one thing that I've got to do tonight. But let's go back to the trip. So I stopped at dinner. There wasn't really we're now on Saturday, July 3rd. For those of you who are new to Geeky Gay, I am going over my vacation to St. Thomas in detail. So we had dinner at a place called Prime at Paradise Point. And I will say, in general, the restaurants were okay in St. Thomas, but nothing blew us away. And we got a nice seat by the window. I think the host was gay. I'm not sure if that's why we got a good seat by the window, but, you know, one likes to hope that we got the family treatment, you know. And we went over, and there was more richness going on. I know I talked about richness yesterday. Joe Batance called me earlier today, and he said, Adam, you are so hypocritical, because You told this story on Mix Minus and Throwing Down about these rich people. Oh, I haven't even told it on Geeky Gay yet, so I guess you guys are, that story's coming later. But I had some run-ins with wealthy people on this trip that annoyed me. Not even direct run-ins, just overhearing them. I did not talk to them personally, but rich people annoyed me on this trip. And so I had mentioned it on Mix Minus and on Throwing Down, and I will mention it again when we get to the correct day, which is going to be tomorrow, I think. But there was some annoyance, and I mentioned it. And Joe called me today, and he said, oh my God, Adam, you talked about being annoyed by the rich people, and then literally on Geeky Gay yesterday, you made the statement, I just can't handle a beach unless I have an umbrella and a chair. And I don't think that's a rich person thing to say. I think I could buy a chair and an umbrella at a dollar store. I'm just saying I need a home base. Otherwise, I just aimlessly walk around the beach and don't know what to do. I don't have anywhere to sit. At the very least, you would need a blanket or a towel, to some way of carving out a little area that is your own. But I am a white guy. And I used to tan, but now I burn. And I put on sunscreen, but sunscreen is so annoying. They need to make a pill or something that you can take that will just block the UV rays. But anyway, regardless, Joe thought that I was being hypocritical, but I had a rich person situation at this restaurant where it wasn't so much what they said, but this table was just ordering everything on the menu, and they were all getting drink after drink and three bottles of champagne. And they brought out the biggest tomahawk steak and the chef cut it right there in front of them. And it was just annoying me. But I'm easily annoyed. I mean, I'll admit it. So anyway, so we had dinner. It was good. We had pork belly for an appetizer. We both had a filet. I had a 5-ounce filet because I wanted a smaller portion. We had mashed potatoes because they looked good to me because they had garlic in them. And roasted Brussels sprouts. I don't remember. The dessert was awful. It was a tiramisu, but it was... They put these lady fingers in a small tumbler that looks like they bought it from the dollar store, speaking of the dollar store. And they didn't even put enough of the whipped cream and ricotta and coffee mixture. And so it was dry. And it wasn't presented very fancy at all. It was just like, oh, we're just going to dump some lady fingers and some cream in a cup. Have fun. But overall, the food tasted good. The service was good and the view was really good because, like I said, we were right by the window. So we did that, and we also had done Paradise Point the earlier where we took the cable car up and we ate a really good burger, actually. I had a really good burger, and we had a view of the ocean, so it was really nice. So, and the restaurant was also in the same place, although we drove there in the evening. We didn't take the cable car, or not a cable, whatever they're called, those gondola things. Okay, so on the next day, we actually went to Megan's Bay, which is one of the, I don't know, I'm going to say this wrong, but it's one of the best beaches in the world. And we did an overlook first. And we had seen the overlook because when we did the banana daiquiri, we were able to see Megan's Bay from the viewpoint where we got our banana daiquiri. So we knew it was beautiful. But we went, I had had the, you know, experience of no chair and no umbrella on the first beach. So I'm like, we are getting a chair and an umbrella. So the first thing we did, and we were there early. We got there about 9:30 in the morning. We found a parking space and everything was great because all the blogs we had read had said you need to get to the beaches early between 9:30 and 10 so you can get a parking space. And so we were able to get a parking space and we reserved. We immediately went to the gift shop and reserved the umbrella and the chair for both of us, and we went and got them and set them up. And that all went without a hitch. And then we swam, we sat in our chairs and in the shade, and I read my book a little bit, and it was fantastic. And I wanted to stay. I was having such a good time, I wanted to stay. And I said, well, why don't we don't have plans for lunch, but they have a little bar over here. We can just order a pizza. And we'll get a pizza and then we will bring it back to our chairs and we'll just eat it on the beach. That'll be great. So we went over there and the lady says, and this is another example where, you know, they just overall, she just wasn't friendly. I can't even say what she said, but she was just very matter of fact, not nice about anything. And I'll give you an example. I'm like, do you guys accept credit cards? And instead of answering me, she pointed to a sign. And then I said, hey, do you have such and such? Do you have French fries? Again, she pointed to the place on the menu board. She didn't even answer me. She's like basically rolling her eyes and saying, did you read the menu? You know, and it was a very large wall that had all this writing on it. And it's not like I did all this research. I just wanted to ask her a simple, and there wasn't a line at this point. We were the only ones there. She could have answered me. But again, she's pointing to the sign. She doesn't even answer me. Ugh. Somebody tried to tip her, and they put it in the wrong tip jar. And she told him, would you please put that tip in this jar over here? We're not using that one today. I mean, she couldn't go and transfer the tip herself. Anyway, I just found them not nice, okay? So anyway, I say, well, we want to do a whole pizza. And she said, well, right now we're working on the pizza by the slice. That'll be out at 11:30. It was 11:15 at this point. She said, so you can wait for that or you can put in an order for a whole pizza. And I said, well, we're going to share. So we want to go ahead and do a whole pizza. Let's go ahead and get that started. And then I told Mark, I said, you go back to the seats and guard our seats and I will wait for the pizza. I waited. We ordered the pizza at 11:15. At 11:30, we ordered a whole pepperoni pizza. At 11:30, they start bringing out whole pizzas and putting them in the little display case for the pizza by the slice. They bring out one. Then now it's 11:40. They bring out another one. 11:45, they bring out another one. I've been waiting for 35 minutes or something at this point. I go up and say, hey, is my pizza ready? She's like, no, not yet. I'll let you know, when it's ready. Then they start giving people whole pizzas that are in line after me. Then they're putting more pizzas in the display case. Then a guy puts a stack of pizza boxes over to the side full of pizzas. Still nothing to me. And this woman has not been nice to me. So I don't really want to talk to her. And now we're at 11:50. They bring out more pizzas. An older lady gets her pizza. Still not me. Everybody who was in line after me is getting their food. I'm not getting anything. Now it's like 12:05. So I've been waiting for, I don't know, I can't do the math, but let's say 50 minutes at that point. So I go back up and I say, I'm just want to check because I ordered a whole pizza and you've brought out probably 10 whole pizzas in the past half hour and probably five of them are pepperoni. And I ordered a pepperoni pizza. Where is my pizza? And she says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Let me check on that. And she goes and looks and our pizza had been sitting there in the stack of boxes that the guy put. Ugh, I was so mad. But you know me, I just got the pizza and went to, I didn't do anything. What am I going to be like? Oh, let me talk to your manager. I mean, they're not nice anyway. So the pizza was huge. I thought it was going to be like this little small pizza. We were able to take that pizza, what was left of it, back to our room. Luckily, we had a fridge in our room and we were able to use that for snacks the next day on our St. John tour. But anyway, I waited like an hour for this damn pizza. So we stayed for about another hour on the beach. We had a couple of slices of pizza. We swam a little bit more. And then we went back to the hotel to get ready for... We had a mangrove kayak and snorkel tour. And that was... and so we drive to that and there's no parking. I mean, no, there is no parking lot. Again, parking was a real pain. The one part about having a rental car... Because there was like no parking. So the place for the tour was basically this, I don't know, this wooden structure on the side of the road. It was on a hill. The driveway was on a hill. And they did provide a place for us to park. But it was precarious, I'll say. And I was able to get parked and go in. And then we're waiting. And we had a cute Asian guy who was also on the same tour with us. So cute. I think he was gay. I'm not sure though. I didn't ask him. And then we had a really hot, like, other cute guy who was there with his wife or his fiance. And anyway, so we waited around for our tour and we got our kayaks and it was fun. We kayaked through mangrove trees, basically. And the guy gave us a bunch of information about how, you know, before the hurricane, they would let the boats and stuff go through this, but it would tear up the roots of the mangrove trees and it would cause problems. And they discovered when the hurricane happened that the roots of the mangrove trees would protect that area of water. And so it would be a really good place for them to bring in boats when they know there's going to be a hurricane. And so now they don't allow motorboats to go inside this mangrove area because they want all the mangroves to grow really strong roots so that when the next hurricane comes along, they can bring all the boats in to that protected area and the mangroves will save them. So anyway, he was very informative and we did our little, you know, kayaking and we went to a spot and we did some snorkeling and it was fun. It was, we had a really good time. And the only bad part about that was, for whatever reason, that mangrove area smelled like sewer or something. It was just like this horrible, horrible smell. I don't know what it was. And I know ocean stinks anyway, so I don't know. But anyway, it was fun, though. And we got to look at a couple of cute guys, and we had a good tour guide, and we got a Kit Kat for a snack. And we got some photos, so it was cool. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.